Hello, my friends. Today we're talking to amazing Jamie Gilliland. She has fantastic story for you, the story which will blow your mind. She is marketing sales automation expert and business coach, and she will share with you a phenomenal story and a lot of interesting tips how you can automate your business and really make the business which runs for you rather than you work for your own business. So stay tuned. Hi, Jamie. How are you? And please tell me more about yourself.
Oh, thank you so much, Eve. First of all, thank you. Your show, I just love. The fact that you're bringing people's dreams to life is just amazing.
Thank you.
I see too many business owners, entrepreneurs, who have started a business because they had these grandiose dreams and ended up getting stuck in the muck and not having the business of their dreams because they didn't know how to build it. So that's one of the things I love to focus on and I'm very passionate about, is building your business around your life, not your life around your business. So I've been doing this I've had a digital marketing agency for 15 years. I've been coaching people all the way through, but I really became a business coach about 4 years ago, right before the pandemic. And have seen just amazing results. People have said, how have you done what you did? And I'll talk about my story in a little bit, but I've shared it on stage before and had people come up and say, oh my God, you're so inspiring, which was humbling for me. But for people to focus on how to build their business, they just don't know how. They know what their genius is that they started the business for. They don't know all the other little things that all those other people in the corporate world did around them when they did what they did. So I bring that to light to them on how to build it and not get stuck in doing all of that and not have to hire massive numbers of people to make it happen.
So I absolutely love your introduction, and I would like to start with talking about visibility. But in your case, I would like to ask you about the part of your story which you shared with me before, when you couldn't show up for your business and how that affected your business. In fact, how that impacted the business you do today and all the systems which you created. So I think visibility plays a big, big role in your story. So please share it with our viewers.
Sure, absolutely. And the whole building the business around your life came from this story also, because in 2002, 2003, I started a partnership with a guy and we built a residential real estate agency, right? Not a big deal. It was in a place called Hilton Head, South Carolina here, which is a big resort area, and we were doing pretty well. We decided to make it a franchise and create other versions of it all around the country. And we were doing really, really well at it. In 2007, we had been chosen the top 100 new franchise concepts in the United States. We had an IPO on Wall Street for $3 million, lived in a big house, had fancy cars, lived at the beach. Life was, had a six-figure income. Life was pretty darn good. And all of a sudden, I went to the movies with my husband, and the Will Smith movie, and I can't remember the name of it.
Pursuit of Happiness, probably.
That was it. That's the one, Pursuit of Happiness. I just remember the bathroom when he and his son were locked in the bathroom sleeping for them. Anyway, my husband and I were sitting. Now, mind you, I've been working 70, 80 hour weeks up until this point to build this business. My elbows started tingling and I couldn't figure out what it was. So I called the doctor the next day and he's like, oh, you got good insurance. Come on in. We'll take an MRI. We'll check it out. We'll see what's going on. 6 hours later, I was told I had a massive brain tumor, size of a golf ball, and it was pushing on my brainstem, and that I had less than 6 months to live, which is kind of unsettling when you've been focused on building a business, you have three small children, and you're thinking, what the heck? I missed all of this stuff because I was building. I missed all of this stuff, and now I'm going to miss them growing up. as well. And so we discussed options, and there was a surgery, but they said I only had 20% chance of surviving the surgery. Well, that was 2007. I'm still here. I did. So I'm one of the 20%ers that beat the odds. However, the business, because I had to step away for 6 months to take care of my health, even though I literally wrote the book on how the franchises were to operate, I had not written the book on how to operate the corporate world without me. So the company had two things. I was gone, and it was real estate crash of 2007 here in the United States. So the combination of the two, when I came back from recovering and my face on this side was completely paralyzed at the time. I still have some with my mouth now. But I walked into my office and my partner said, we're closing the business. It hasn't survived. There's no way for it to recover. So my being visible 80 hours a week to begin with, and then not being visible at all in the business and not being there, even though people knew what their jobs were, they always came to me with those little questions. How do I do this? And I had the mindset, and this is something that I think all business owners and entrepreneurs have, it's easier to do it myself than to take the time to train somebody else to do it.
Yes.
So my first advice to any builder, anybody who's building a business, is get rid of that mindset immediately. Mm-hmm. As quickly as you can replicate or train somebody or build a system to do what it is that you do, do it, because that's how you get to go to soccer games and get to take vacations. Anybody have a vacation lately?
That's how you turn from freelancer to business, basically.
Exactly. So, you know, my husband and I, we have 4 children. We have 2 dogs, 2 cats, a very busy life. We have 5 companies, and yet I've still, just this year, I've been to Hawaii for a week. I've been to Phoenix for a week. I've been to Santa Fe for a week, and those were complete pleasure trips. Mm-hmm. So in addition to the business travel that I've done. So, and my business is flourishing. Because of now being passionate about building processes, to have the efficiencies, to have the pieces in place that I can get up and go. Mm-hmm. If somebody says, hey, let's fly to Fiji this weekend, I'm like, cool, let's go. Right.
So fantastic discussion. Let's talk about the authenticity. And that authenticity, in this case, you showing up as a very authentic entrepreneur. You're speaking about your story. I heard it and I absolutely impressed by this, because to be honest, it's really brave story. And I know it's not the end of that. I would like people to hear all the story. But the point is, like, your level of showing up on this authentic way, did that affect your business somehow?
It didn't so much in the real estate business, because I didn't know, I showed up authentically and, you know, dealt with my
illness. You can speak about current business as well.
Sure, yeah, dealt with my illness. However, in the current business, it's critical to me. And one of the places I learned that the hard way, after I left the real estate company, I started my digital marketing agency, and we were mainly web designers, WordPress programmers at the time. And I did a lot. I started as just me, sold the products, then fulfilled. So I had that roller coaster of revenue that, you know, we're used to. I figured out how to start selling the products and hired some outsourced people, web designers, right? They're a web designer. They know what to do. I can hire them, right? Just throw bodies at it. Well, I ended up in 2014. I went from $60,000 for the year to November of 2015, I was selling $60,000 a month. So I literally 12X'd my business and I kept throwing bodies at it.
Mm-hmm. You're fantastic in it.
What I found was, even though they were well educated in web design, in web programming, they weren't showing up as I showed up. They weren't delivering as I sold. And I literally ended up having to shut the business down temporarily. I had ended up letting go all of the outsourced programmers. And I personally, even though I'd already paid the programmers to do the work, I personally went back and redid or edited and fixed every single sale that I made. It took me almost a year and I couldn't, I ended up taking on some additional revenue income outside of the business until I fixed what it was. But it was important to me that I sold something and that I delivered on what it was I sold. And I had amazing clients when I was honest and open, said, hey, here's the deal. I grew too fast. I imploded. I did not have the right people systems in place. I had the right software systems in place, but I didn't have the right people systems in place. And that taught me, first of all, that I had to stick to what I said, that I couldn't just say, oh, we delivered, too bad, it's not what you want. That's not who I am. And my reputation in this business would have been destroyed. I wouldn't be speaking on stages all over the world. I wouldn't have books that people have bought. I wouldn't, you know, all the things that I've been fortunate to be able to do, I would not have, my brand would have been killed.
Yeah. I mean, keeping the brand promise, it's such a big thing. It's so much related to reputation. And it's like for our viewers, I think it's one of the biggest lessons, because many people, they just like, oh, all right, I'll close my business and it didn't work out. Let me start another one. Or let me give some false promises, which like, you know, X amount of figures of business or whatsoever, and will not give you a solution. But the reality is what you did is exactly what people need to learn, that gave you ability to sell your books, to sell your stories, to tell people the truth, because you were truthful to yourself. You were real. That's actually the real message of authenticity, not just in a message, but really to be honest to yourself, to walk
your own.
Phenomenal. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and I've never let my company get back to 20 employees, because I also learned authentically about myself that I don't like managing people as much as I like working with clients. So a lot of the systems that I've built, I have one programmer, I have one VA, I have my husband who is a world-class copywriter. He's ghostwritten for a lot of the people who you have his books on your shelves. Mm-hmm. So we have the four of us is my company. And with that, we have all of the systems with the software, the tools, the things that we use to create products and do the coaching and do the things that we need to do. And it became really, really evident that I was on the right path, not only because of my clients' successes, but last year. So 2 years, of course, we've all been dealing with COVID. Last year in March, I have golden retrievers, and my golden retrievers had puppies. And I didn't realize that female dogs, when they have puppies, can get very aggressive. And my female and my male got into a fight, and I tried to stop it, and I got bit in the process and broke this bone in my hand, ended up with a bacterial infection, nasty 4-day hospital visit, all kinds of stuff. 6 months of recovery to get my hand back, and I still have some arthritis in it. The day I was going in for my final doctor's appointment, the night before, my brand new beautiful sports car that only had 3,000 miles on it, somebody pulled out in front of me when I was going 50 miles an hour. And I swerved and missed her mostly, thank God, because she was 8 months pregnant. And I would have T-boned her if I hadn't been paying attention. So I swerved and I just took off her front bumper. But when I hit the curb, the airbag went off, shattered my wrist. So my second hand that I'd been doing all of the work with, I now had massive surgery. I have metal plates and pins and screws and all kinds of stuff, and another 6 months of recovery. So literally I had a year where I was on medications. I was incapacitated. I couldn't type most of the time, and I still had my best year ever.
In business.
So in business, because
not in life probably. You probably had better, but
I was trying to figure out what the universe, God, source, whoever you call him, was telling me, and what I had to learn about my hands. But it was a lesson that what I've done and what I've learned sustained me and even allowed me to build and grow and have the best year ever. So that, I think, is pretty powerful.
You know what I really love about your story, when you shared this story with me first time, you say that the universe have a plan for you. That's why you are still alive. And I absolutely love it, because I think it's another big lesson, you know, mm-hmm. to realize whatever happened to you, universe have a plan for you. And that's why you're alive, that you are going on. So that's why you also need to believe that everything will be just all right. That optimism is just fantastic.
You know, I'm reading a book right now, and it's a fiction book. And there was a line in it that said, optimists and pessimists may have the same bad day. Optimists go on to continue and probably survive and do better. Pessimists weren't doing that well in the first place. Mm-hmm. So optimism is the only way to go. And absolutely. And not necessarily in a false positive. Yeah. I dislike the, okay, a train's coming at me, I'm going to be okay, right? So we have to face the reality. We have to be authentic about what is going on in our lives, and deal with it and figure out what is plan B or plan C or plan Z, depending upon Z, as they say over there in the UK, right?
Yeah. But never, ever give up, basically.
Never give up. That's your message. Exactly. Exactly. When you give up, you end up in the downward spiral, and that doesn't work. Trust me.
See, I just love your figures, which you shared, because it's really another real thing which you shared. It's a real figure which you make, like you move like from 60,000 per year to 60,000 per month and stuff like that. So it's not like you throwing things like seven figures, blah, blah, blah. It's abstract thing. You're talking about very specific ideas. And that all happened while you had problems with your health, and you mentioned all of them. I'm not going to repeat all that, but you know, so you really were doing so well, and I believe you're continuously doing well, right? And yeah. We will talk about it. It was in time of pandemics. It was in time of all terrible things which happened to people in the world in general, right? So I have a question for you, which are your three best tips for our audience. And I know I don't make a break between this, as we discussed, but I really want to hear that. I'm really, really curious.
Yeah, no. So my first tip is know your why. Why are you doing what it is you're doing? And I put all of my clients through what I call the 9 levels of why. If you've ever seen a 3-year-old or remember when you were 3, what happens every time you ask a question? You say, why? Mm-hmm. And mom gives an answer and the child says, why? And finally, mom's like, because I said so and I'm the mom, right? But I want you to become that intrepid 3-year-old and keep asking yourself, why are you doing this? Well, I'm doing this to make more money. Well, why is making more money important to me? Well, because I don't want to end up collecting food stamps to feed my kids. Why is that important to you? Because blah, 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 blah. And just keep going at it and figure out your why. People don't realize that when you know the deep pit of your stomach, you'll get to one where you go, oh my God, that's the reason. Mm-hmm. And when you have that reason, You don't have a problem jumping out of bed on rainy days. You don't have a problem going through when the train's coming at you, figuring out how to get untied off the railroad tracks and get off the thing, right? So you go to plan Z. You never give up because of that why.
I have one little question about this specific one, because I did make the 7 levels of that. And a few times, you know, I get to a very, very egotistical reasons. And like, you know, when you pump on that, you're like, no, that's not because I'm doing that. And how you deal with that?
So, and that will come up. It's a good observation, Eve. The when they do, and you kind of surface and you're like, wait a minute, that's a false positive. That's not what I really want. What do I really want? And you yourself will just start digging deeper, making sure that you figure it out, because it becomes a quest. It becomes I have to solve this because something's driving me. You know, it's like you said, and I said earlier, I survived a 20% chance of surviving the operation. I survived a head-on collision at 50 miles an hour. There's a reason I'm still here. Why? What is that purpose? Why do I want to do this? Why do I care? Mm-hmm. Why do I not just take my money and go live in Santa Fe or Fiji or Bali or wherever it is I want to be and just, you know, take it easy? I'm 56. I don't have to do what I'm doing. I do it because I want to. I do it because I figured out why I want to make the difference in them.
I love it. What is the second one?
Second one. I help my clients and force my clients, regardless of what they come in to talk about when we talk about marketing and automation and building and scaling, to really focus on who their client is and what their client's problem is. I've seen so many people come to me and say, hey, I've got this program or I've got this product. And I ask, great, who's it for? Anyone with skin? That doesn't work.
Exactly.
So getting really, really detailed on who they are, where they're hanging out, niching down. People sometimes think, well, you know, anybody with skin is better because I have a better audience. The more details you get, have you ever, and this is to the audience, because I know you've had this happen, Eve, have you ever been driving down the road listening to a radio or sitting in an audience and the person is talking and you are hearing blah, 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 and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, that's me. She's talking about me. How did she know that's the conversation I have going on in my head?
That's research, baby.
You are their ideal client. You exactly. are the one they fit. And by the way, there's probably 100,000 more of you out there that they're targeting. Mm-hmm. So yeah. When you do that, that makes a tremendous difference. And so my last step, which is the important step in creating automation and scaling and being able to build your business around your life, is tracking. And I have a gift for everyone, which I call my tracker. Great name, huh? It's the activity tracker. But tracking what you do, because when you start writing down, and in the tracker, I have you go through every 15 minutes and jot down what it is you did for the last 15 minutes. Is it something that's easily repeatable? You're writing an email and it's the same basic email you write over and over and over again, or you're doing whatever. And whose role should it be? Well, it should be a social media manager. It should be, so you start to flesh out what your org chart would look like, or it's the janitor, right? What are the pieces? Mm-hmm. When you realize you're doing all of those things, you can start to realize that, you know what, I can hire a cleaning service to come in once a week, and it's cheaper than the money I would charge a client to do that. So you're going to find most of my clients find 4 to 6 hours a week that is busy work that they've been doing, that they could focus on their genius. They could focus on, or they could get their life back. What would you do if you had an extra 4 hours on Friday? Mm-hmm. Would you close more sales? Would you go take a spa day? Would you go take the kids to the park? It's, you know, seeing what you can do. So the tracker helps you to identify that. And once you've identified that, then we turn around and we take that customer and the customer journey, how you want them to come through your business and the pieces. And that's where we start to automate and build systems that give you the freedom that you started your business for in the first place.
I already wanted to know it, I'll be honest, because that what you describe is really, really important. And like, you know, it's true that many of us don't really have systems and we don't realize that we have systems because we don't track what we do. So that what you just say, it's like, again, another one of the best advices. You just throw in this best advices all the interview. I love it. Thank you so much. So how people can connect with you, buy everything from you, learn from you. Please.
Sure. My gift, you can go to tracker.keepitsimplestrategies.info. And I think we'll have the link. And you can do that. That will give you the tracker. And then I give you an opportunity to schedule a 30-minute call with me. And we can talk about what you're doing and how you're doing it. No obligation. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I want to know what your why is, who your customer is, and what you're trying to sell and how. And we can go over the tracker at that point as well. So that's that. Or they can email me, Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at my site, which is spelled differently. It's MISYTE.com. My daughter was 12 when I started the company and I was trying to buy MYSITE. And she said, Mom, the I and the Y make the same sound. So we flipped them. So that became MYSYTE.com. Mm-hmm.
So I love it. I will absolutely give all the links in the description and more links, whatever Jamie will share with us, because I believe that definitely people can connect with you on social media and other places, and all the links you will find somewhere there in the description. So please, please follow Jamie. Thank you so much for all these recommendations, for your story, for you being optimistic. I love you. And I'm absolutely sure that all our viewers will also love you too.
Thank you, Eve. I've loved sharing and I love what you're bringing to the world and your stories. So you have you have inspired me to share mine.